Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Alaska has a long and storied seafood processing history, and few towns can claim a longer history than Sitka. Alaska natives and the Russian American Company had long benefited from the rich supply of salmon, but a decade after the transfer, the potential of seafood canning remained untapped. That all changed in 1878 when the Cutting Packing Company and the North Pacific Packing Company endeavored to build the first two canneries in Alaska. Although the North Pacific Packing Company at Klawock was the first operational cannery in the state, the Cutting Packing Company opened in the same season at Stargavin Bay, just north of downtown Sitka. It was no small venture to open a cannery in Alaska in 1878. The Army had withdrawn its troops the year before, the region suffered from a lack of civil government, and Sitka residents complained of social unrest. A tremendous amount of upfront capital was necessary to transport the materials and manpower necessary to open a cannery in faraway Alaska, and there was no guarantee that the product would find a market among the well-established brands from California and Oregon. It would take a true canning connoisseur to brave the uncharted waters of Alaska salmon canning, and that person was Francis Cutting. By 1878, Cutting had already been in the packing business for two decades in San Francisco. His company canned meats, vegetables, honey, preserves, pickles, and cider, but their canned fruit production outpaced all. For all of his experience, Cutting's Alaska cannery almost failed from the start. He sent the superintendent of his Eagle Cliff cannery north with the first shipment of supplies and a Chinese crew, under the belief that a U.S. revenue cutter would provide protection for them. The cutter was not in Sitka, and as the boat approached shore, the crew was met by a group of native men who insisted that the Chinese not be allowed to land. After much negotiation, the men agreed to let the Chinese work for the season, making tin cans. Setting the precedence for future fish processing operations in Sitka, the native population fished and sold salmon to this cannery. The Cutting cannery packed 2,757 cases in 1878 and 5,855 cases the following year. Almost all of the work was done by hand. Workers cut cans from sheets of tin and soldered them together by hand. Fish, too, were hand-dressed and packed. Workers then boiled the cans in large iron kettles. Unfortunately, market demand favored red or sockeye salmon. The coho, or medium red, that they were called back then, were prevalent near the Cutting packing cannery and were believed to lack the savory flavor of Columbia River salmon. So Sitka's first cannery closed after its second season. Although his foray into Alaska salmon canning was brief, Francis Cutting's California operations grew into one of the largest of its kind in the country. Today, Cutting is recognized as the godfather of the Del Monte Corporation. As for Sitka's first cannery, little went to waste. In 1882, Cutting sold the equipment to the Alaska Packing Company for use in the first cannery at Cook Inlet. Alonzo Austin, a missionary who started a school for native children, took the lumber from the cannery to downtown Sitka, where he used it to construct one of the first buildings of what would grow into the Sheldon Jackson School. Although it would be many years before there was another cannery in Sitka, the Cutting Packing Company helped to pioneer an industry that would come to play a major role in defining Alaskan economy and identity. This Sitka History Minute was sponsored by the Alaska Historical Society's Historic Canneries Initiative. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.